The Adventuress, A House for the Season, Book 5, by M.C. Beaton, writing as Marion Chesney, narrated by Lindy Nettleton. Chapter 1. Oh, her lamps of a night, her rich goldsmiths, print shops, toy shops, mercers, hardware men, pastry cooks, St. Paul's Churchyard, the Strand. Exeter Change, Charing Cross, with a man upon a black horse. These are thy gods, O London. Charles Lamb. Although darkness still fell early across the neat streets and squares of London's West End, although fog hung in smoky wreaths around the dingy globes of the parish lamps, and not one leaf was to be seen on the trees in Hyde Park, there was an undercurrent of excitement, a rustling, not of leaves, but of taffetas and silks being pinned and fitted. Delicately scented silk blossoms burst out everywhere. That artificial spring, that preparation for the London season, was making the blood quicken. Grimy windowsills were being scrubbed white again, shutters were being thrown open to air the rooms, and many members of society grimly prepared for the agonizing ritual of their twice-yearly bath. All the toys of the season were being brought out of their boxes, the paints and powders and pomatoms, the jewels and fans and enameled snuff boxes. Who in their right mind would dream of wasting such sweet treasures on the rustic air? Huge, cumbersome travelling carriages bearing their weight of aristocracy.